Bloody, Bloody Andrew Jackson tells the tale of this country's seventh president, a man of the western frontier, Tennessee, who had plenty of prejudice.
There are four things in this world that I hate. The English, the Spanish, Washington aristocrats, and then there's the Indians.
If, in this election year, you begin to think about the rise of Donald Trump, you're not alone. Jim Warren is the theater's artistic director.
Of course, when we decided to do this, we did not know that Donald Trump would be the Republican nominee for president, but he espouses many of the grassroots populist ideas that first came into the political scene under Andrew Jackson. And when you put that with this modern pop rock soundtrack, it feels incredibly contemporary. And on that level, it's so perfect for a Shakespeare company to be doing it, because that's what Shakespeare did with his history. He took stuff right out of the history books and produced something that was a modern, popular Elizabethan treatment of these historical characters.
Warren says this is only the second time his Shakespearean troupe has done a musical.
We toured with The Return to the Forbidden Planet, which is based on Shakespeare's The Tempest, set to rock and roll music. And it was so much fun and so popular, people kept saying, when are you going to do the next musical?
When he saw Bloody, Bloody Andrew Jackson on Broadway, he knew this campy comedy would be a great fit.
One, two, three, four.
Written as the Tea Party emerged in this country, Bloody, Bloody Andrew Jackson exposes the limits of populism and the challenges of democratic government.
Andrew Jackson, you are so unorthodox.
Well, the old way of governing hasn't worked. This presidency is going to be about what the people want. And what the people want is...
pizza!
Oh, pizza!
What the people desire, Jackson delivers.
But it's the early 19th century, and we're going to take this country back.
The mix of 19th century history and 21st century popular culture makes for an amusing and fairly profane theater experience. Again, artistic director Jim Warren.
It is a musical for everyone who doesn't mind 38 F-bombs in the show. It's got language that I think is perfect for teenagers, unless you think that teenagers shouldn't hear four-letter words.
Bloody, Bloody Andrew Jackson runs through November 26th at the Blackfriars Theater in Stanton. I'm Sandy Houseman.